It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a Wednesday flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all of your truck needs. Well, he would have been 84 today. That would be Lubbock, Texas boy Mac Davis, who really started his career as a writer and pretty big. Wrote Elvis's multiple number ones, including Memories, In the Ghetto, A Little Less Conversation, and of course, in his own right, became a star. We lost him back in 2020 at the age of 78. And we've never done this one before. We've done Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror, certainly. But back to the year, and really the song that put him on the map.
1972!
And that's the kind of a little tongue-in-cheek.
Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
And groovy!
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Mac Davis, baby.
Break it down.
Baby, baby,
don't get hooked on me. 1972, and a massive song for Mac Davis. Really his first big one that put him on the charts. Number one, and it put him on the map. And it all came from a dare. Now, Mac, just like he wrote for other big artists, most of his big hits he wrote himself, which was kind of a rarity at the time. Really, the only person doing that was Willie Nelson. So Mac Davis was kind of his own thing there. And this all came from a dare from his producer, longtime producer, Rick Hall, who challenged, said, "Hey, Mac, how about you write a song with a hook after having all these ballads that you've tried to hit number one with and haven't?" And he said, "Fine, I'll do it. I'll write it." And he said, "I will write the sappiest, maybe slightly offensive in your face hook I can do."
Yeah, you tell him.
And then it was a successful song. And Mac did not actually like what he came up with. But by the time he recorded it, it was kind of too late. It was printed, it was issued, it was out there, and it was on its way up the charts in 1972. It hit number one, not just on the country music chart, but on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1972. And throughout the 70s and early 80s, Mac Davis was all over the place. Of course, his TV show, he was a personality in that regard, and throughout the entertainment landscape. And while the kiddo and I were tooling around northern Oklahoma trying to find some rando antique stores, I ran across a concert program from 1977 of Mac Davis.
Ooh.
And I was thumbing through it, and then the kiddo comes over and says, "What are you looking at?" See, he was a heartthrob at the time, and most of Mac Davis's pictures in that particular concert program, he went McConaughey's route. I don't know if that boy owned a shirt. I don't know if he owned a shirt in the 1970s.
Do you remember the perm? My sister had that.
It was
album.
So strong.
It was very Mike Brady.
Yeah.
And then, now it's coming back with the whole broccoli thing for the kids.
Then Gary Wright would take that to another level about a decade later. But nonetheless, this song launched old Mac into stardom. Hate that we lost him. Would have been 84 today. Happy birthday to that West Texas boy. And not bad for a dare payoff.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes.